AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republicans have wrapped up a two-day leadership summit in New Hampshire. A slate of candidates for the party's presidential nomination and those who might go for it spoke. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says Hillary Rodham Clinton has a lot of explaining to do on a lot of issues.
I'm starting to worry that when Hillary Clinton travels, there's going to need to be two planes, one for her and her entourage and one for her baggage.
Carly Fiorina says Hillary Clinton should not be president for a lot of reasons.
She does not have a track record of accomplishment because she lacks the candor and the transparency that are so necessary to leadership, and because she will pursue a set of policies that crush possibilities and the potential of this great nation.
Storms, high winds, hail, and at least one report of a tornado swept through an area stretching from southern Texas through parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. AP correspondent Mike Grochik reports that this comes after flooding was an issue in parts of Texas yesterday.
Creeks and bayous filled to the banks in Houston, and some of the drivers were facing the floodwaters that got up to the bumpers of their cars.
An all-day Earth Day rally and concert in Washington today drew some big names to the National Mall, including Usher, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, and Train. Train lead singer Patrick Monahan says events like this help raise awareness, but it's what people do with the information that counts.
It's about all of us being aware, but getting our hands dirty, because it's not going to be an easy thing.
Every time I see
music names inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this evening include Ringo Starr, who was previously enshrined with the Beatles, Green Day, Bill Withers, Lou Reed, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, Joan Jett, and others. This is AP Radio News. The first quarter of this year was nearly one-tenth of a degree higher than the old record and four-tenths of a degree warmer than January through March of this year.
It was record heat for the first 3 months of the year. The first 3 months of the year broke the record set in 2002.
AP correspondent Seth Borenstein reports there's a warming trend, but that doesn't mean some parts of the U.S. didn't suffer through bitter cold temperatures.
It was record cold in New York and record cold in Vermont for the first 3 months of the year. And in many cases, like in seven states out western U.S., was record warm.
An outfit Vivian Leigh wore when the actress played Scarlett O'Hara in the 1939 movie Gone with the Wind has fetched $137,000 at auctions. Heritage Auctions offered the gray jacket and skirt featuring a black zigzag applique plus other items from the Academy Award-winning film at an auction Saturday in Beverly Hills. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.